Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number is 087-188-0008. Now, let's turn our attention to fast fashion. Shein has hit the headlines again today, which begs the question, do you think about where your clothes come from, or do you shop for brands like Shein without a second thought? For those who don't know, by the way, Shein are on the market for a little while now. I suppose social media has put them where they are. It's a lot of teenagers use them. They'll spend 100 quid and get a lot of stuff for 100 quid. You know, three or four, particularly girls maybe, three or four blouses, two pairs of shoes, a handbag, a lot of makeup, all for about 100 quid. It's all way underpriced. And Shein has become a major player in the fast fashion market and has been under fire since a BBC investigation programme revealed that some of its suppliers in China have workers doing 75-hour weeks. That's 12 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week, with minimal pay. And the conditions of these places are pretty poor, and they're working in dire conditions. Now, here in Ireland, a man I rarely agree with, actually very rarely agree with during the election campaign, was MEP Barry Andrews. But he has raised concerns about Shein's expansion into Dublin, and I don't necessarily disagree with him. They now have their Europe, Middle East and Africa headquarters in Dublin since May 2023, and he's questioned how the company can sell clothes so cheap and calls for more transparency about their manufacturing process. Now, I suppose you're all delighted that you're getting cheap clothes, but at what cost? An article has today highlighted that Irish charity shops are also feeling the impact. They're being swamped with cheap, barely worn clothes from fast fashion brands like Shein. Now, Shein is not the only one, by the way. There are many others. And there are many other high street shops that you're well aware of that, you know, buy their clothes wholesale from these places, be it in Bangladesh, be it in Korea, in China, where people are working, you know, for minimal wage, and I mean minimal wage, in really bad conditions, you know, 70 and 80 hours a week. These items are often of such low quality that they can't be even resold, leading to more waste, of course, and environmental concerns. Let's not get into that part of it too much. So we're asking you, do you care about the clothes and where they come from? Or are you all just turning a blind eye, supporting these brands out of selfishness because you just want new stuff to wear all the time? Are you following the social media trends of doing massive hauls of cheap clothes and other items and don't give a second thought to where the stuff is actually coming from, or indeed where it's going? And it's not only clothes, it's electronic items. You know, things as basic as your mobile phone. I mean, we all just take it for granted when we pick up our mobile phones, and they would claim, oh yeah, we're doing our bit for the environment and we're doing this for the climate. No, but let's be clear about it. They're made very cheap in a company called Foxconn, most of them. And Foxconn employs about 250,000 people, and there's been huge investigative journalism done on Foxconn and the amount of people who take their own lives in these factories because of the conditions they work in. And not only that, the battery that's inside it is a lithium-ion battery, similar to what we've in an electric vehicle. And again, you know, we have to question where the cobalt for those batteries comes from. It comes from the Congo, most of it, which is dug by people physically with picks and axes, sometimes with bare hands, young children working in slave labour. And do we just ignore that? We seem to, don't we? Are we all a bunch of hypocrites because we claim to be humanitarians, but then we support what is essentially slave labour? If there was a factory in Ireland making clothes and paying people about 2 or 3 quid an hour, would you buy the clothes from them? Of course you wouldn't. Would you? Well, maybe you would, I don't know. Because it's in Ireland, do you think it's different? Why is it different to somebody in China who's getting paid buttons in a really, that's ironic I said buttons, pittance in a really small, horrible little factory in dire conditions with no breaks for maybe 12 hours a day? Do you think about these things? Let me know. Maybe your daughters or sons order from Shein. Maybe you order from Shein or other outlets like Shein. There are many others out there just like Shein. Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Mary. Mary, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Do you order from Shein?
No, I don't. My daughter did. My daughters are lethal for Temu, Shein, Amazon, all those sites to buy their stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Limerick, we have Pennies, right?
Yep.
That's our clothes shop. Dunn's, whatever. No, not like Cork. They have loads of boutiques in Cork and Dublin. They have them. Whereas they go on the sites. You know, and now, and I, as I say, they look lovely on the glassy, you know.
On the mannequins. They never look the same when you get them. No, no.
I got a lovely rug now for my sitting room. I'm, my daughter got it for me. And I said, Julian, that's gorgeous. So anyway, she got it for me. But the rug I got, I paid 200 euros for, is completely, they say, they're, like you say, like I say, you're looking at a picture. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And I'd say it was thinner than a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, yeah, yeah.
Whereas my other one was, you know,
it was quality, yeah. Yeah.
The quality, basically. That's like with their stuff as well. But their clothes and this and that. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't know what you were saying just there a second ago now, that it's kind of slavery thing.
Well, of course
it is,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not know that.
But how? But when people say they don't know that, I'm not having a go at you, Mary, by the way. But when people say they don't know that, how else do you think you can buy a jacket for £5 or €5, should I say, or a pair of shoes for €3? It has to be mass produced. It has to be people working for very little money, because you know it takes a bit of manufacturing to make a pair of shoes or a jacket, no matter how bad the quality is. So, you know, that has to be done. Those jackets have to be sewn together by somebody in a, you know, with a sewing machine somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So
I know.
Yeah, so it has to be by people who are paid very little for long hours.
I didn't know that, no. Mm. I always just look at the sites and I'm going, no, I don't order from there at all now. As I said, my daughters do, the two of them.
Yeah, there's a difference with Amazon. Now, I don't know about the goods you might buy on Amazon.
Amazon are different. I think they're
Okay, but look. The goods you buy at Amazon are usually a lot of reputable brands, right? But in saying that, now Amazon have had their own investigations done into, they don't pay people less than minimum wage, obviously. They pay the minimum wage to a lot of people. Yeah. They pay above the minimum wage to some people. But they can't be responsible for the goods that they're selling you. So the goods that you're buying at Amazon, a lot of them come from cheap factories too. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, but in Amazon, the quality is better in some of the stuff. Mm. Whereas
depends on the brands you're buying. Yeah.
Yeah. Timu and Shein, the clothes are good, but you get a wear out of them, and you know
that's it. They're gone. Yeah, it's disposable, they're meant to be disposable. That's why you're paying damn all for them.
That's yeah, exactly.
But are we hypocrites because we're kind of supporting all of that, aren't we?
I did not know, honest to God, I did not know, Niall, till you said, I was listening to your speech there a second ago, that they were, it comes from slavery or whatever. You know,
when I say slavery, like people working 75 hours a week, 6 days, 6-7 days a week, 12 hours a day, and paid damn all for doing it, you know. But Mary, that's not uncommon. I mean, some of the high street brands, and I won't go into naming shops, right? But some of the high street brands that you'd be very familiar with, where there's cheap clothes, they have to be made by people who are getting paid very little for doing it. They're made in sweatshops, a lot of them. And for years, we just kind of ignored that. I mean, if you go back to the 1960s, you know, clothes were a lot more expensive, you know, when you consider how much we earned, than they are now. They're so cheap now, clothes. You can buy clothes for very little now if you really want to, because it's all made in these factories where people are working for very little money. And it's not just clothes, it's everything we use. Electronic items, everything we use. So are we a bunch of hypocrites then?
Sorry.
Huh?
I think so now when I heard how they're done.
Mm.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
How that site is, you know, on whatever. Because, I mean, there is some lovely stuff on them. But like you say, the quality is not there. I know that with Shein now as well. Do you know what I mean? But my daughter's buying the clothes and you might see a mannequin, you know, because they're both 36 and 31 and they love their style. But I don't see them on my daughters again. And I was often wondering why, because they're constantly getting stuff from Shein. But I am going to say to my girls, I said, did you know that this site is the blah, blah?
Do you think that would change there? But do you think they don't know that? They're intelligent girls. But they're intelligent girls. But
they are intelligent.
Well, they are. They know.
They have their own children now. But I'm just saying, even with their own children, they buy clothes off of Shein. And I'm going, my God, Gillian, bags of Shein and this and that, you know. But like you say, no, I definitely did not know that.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, Mary. Mike, hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how are things?
Good, how are you doing, Mike? Mike, are we all a bunch of hypocrites? And me included, by the way. I'm not going to rule me out of this one, right? But we buy goods and we have to know, you know, particularly when we look at the cost sometimes, we have to know that a lot of it's mass-produced. It's produced by people paying very little money for very hard work. So are we all hypocrites?
One second, to get my head around the whole thing, which is like, you could go into these fashion shops as well, didn't pay a fortune. the place that them clothes are coming out of, have they paid any better, Niall? Mm. You see, I buy my clothes there now off Big Dude because I'm a big dude, okay? And you can't go into a shop and buy Big Dude stuff. You know what? You can't buy, say, 2XL or 3XL, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I buy off Big Dude. And it's not that. The only reason I do this is because it is the stuff that fits me, like, right? I can't go into Dunn's or any of them there, any of the shops there to get a stuff. I had to go to Cork there to get a suit there for the wedding there 2 years ago. But anyway, you see, Niall, like, are we hypocrites? Like you have to go back to the government, like, to the government that's allowing these things in there, right? We've nothing produced.
But it's a free market. But it's one thing you can't blame the government on. It's a free market. It's up to you.
It is a free market. But the point about it, Niall, okay? We're talking about it outside, wherever they're outside. Whatever they are. Let's, as a priest at home, you say one time, Langoa, let's look after our own first. Let's look after our own small corner shop. Let's look after our own small
butcher shop. And here's the problem. Here's where the problem lies, right?
Exactly, yeah.
If we're to say, you know, go back to the days. Do you remember the old days of Guaranteed Irish? Do you remember that stuff? Remember they used to have the little Guaranteed Irish logo and everything. I don't know where that's kind of gone. You don't hear about that much nowadays, right? But if you go back to those days, the problem is for kids, teenagers, it would cost too much to keep up with what they want to wear, their fashion, they're constantly changing their clothes. So if the Irish mammy and daddy were to be going and guaranteeing that it was made in Ireland, you know, in a sewing factory in Ireland, which there are a lot of sewing factories in this country, it would cost too much money. They wouldn't be able to provide for their child. I'm not saying, by the way, it's not good stuff. The Irish stuff is good. But obviously, you know, the people in the Irish sewing factories get paid minimum wage, at least. You know what I mean? They're in good conditions. They have heating on. You know what I mean? Yeah, and they get a break every day to have their dinner, you know, whereas people working in these factories don't get a break. They're working 8 hours or 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, 6 days a week. You know, they're not treated like that.
But let's look after our own affairs first, Niall. And I appreciate where you're coming from. That's their problem. Why should that? Like,
but you can't just fling it away as that's their problem. We also have a responsibility and a duty. And I'm not being all liberal here and goody two shoes because I've just told you I'm guilty myself, right? I buy electronic items and stuff like that as well. But we do all have a responsibility to make sure that other human beings in the world are not being treated badly, don't we? Or do we? Is that our problem?
Niall, look after our own first, and then we can.
I'm all for looking after our own first. I'm all for that. But while we're looking after our own, can we not spare a thought? Like, do you think when you're buying something in a, you know, a high street shop and it's a pair of jeans for 12 quid, right? It's not a pair of jeans for 50 quid. It's a pair of jeans for 12 quid. They have to be made in a factory where people are being paid very little money, right? If you're paying a tenner for a pair of jeans. The quality probably isn't as good. Although some people will argue maybe it is. I don't know. So do we have to spare a thought for Mary, if that's probably not her name, who's over in Bangladesh or in Korea or in China, most likely, you know, working in a factory 12 hours a day with no break and getting maybe 50 quid a month.
Yes, right. But that's all relative, Niall. 50 euros a month would last a long time over in Bangladesh or wherever it is. But my thing about it, Niall, and how many companies were caught that buying in these clothes from Bangladesh and branding them?
Absolutely. I'm not saying they're not. You're absolutely right. They'll take them in. They'll relabel them, put their own. And I don't want people mentioning brands on the air, right? But they'll put their own brand names on them. I know a really high profile brand that was guilty of taking in stuff from sweatshops and doing exactly what you're doing, sewing their own labels onto them.
Well, thanks very much, Niall.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I'm not saying they don't.
But as I said, Niall, right, okay, come back to our own thing now, right, in a small town here now in Kerry, right, where you're at Super Value there, and I don't know how many people they employ, okay? And Kerry County Council gave planning permission for two Lidls and two Aldis inside in Tralee.
Yeah.
You know, where inside in Lidl and Aldis, there might be two or three people staff on duty. Okay.
Well, to be fair to Lidl and Aldi and IKEA and some of those foreign companies that come into this country, they pay more than the minimum wage. They pay the living wage, minimal. So they're actually paying people quite well.
Yes, but you're missing my point, Niall. You're missing my point. That they're in they can sell stuff cheaper because the cost of doing business in this country is so high, right?
Yeah.
And the way Lidl and Aldi have it, they don't get fine at.
Absolutely.
What I'm saying, super value there, like inside 3D. Okay, allow one of each, but allow two of the same supermarkets inside in the one town. Like,
I'm not disagreeing with you, but we're down to Mike the laws of supply and demand. But just do me a favor, hang on for a second because I want to go to Valerie and Mike as well. Stay there, Mary and Mike. Oh, Mick, should I say? I have a Mick and a Mike. Stay there, please, Valerie and Mick. I'll be with you in a second. I've got to take a quick break, all right? Let me know what you think. We're talking about Shein and fast fashion. And do you think of where it comes from when you're buying it? Or does it bother you? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Like, I'm getting some people are sending in pictures of stuff they've bought on Shein and Temu, which is another site, by the way. And one is like, is that a skirt? Anyway, it says, be awesome today. But the word awesome is actually spelled wrong. I mean, this is how bad it is. They can't even spell the word awesome on the manufacturing brand, right? Be awesome today. And awesome is spelled wrong. I mean, this is why you don't, and the material looks, by the way, it looks like you could use it for a rag to polish your car. That's about as best as it looks. Be a handsome boy, dedicated to the best of oneself. I'm looking at some of the stuff here and the quality is absolutely appalling. I mean appalling. They look like rags that you would clean a car with. And that's what you're getting. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure some of you have bought some stuff on these sites and it's been reasonably okay. Let me go to Valerie. Valerie, hi. How are you doing?
Hey, Niall. How are you?
Good. Now, Valerie, have you bought stuff on Shein?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. And when you're buying it, it's dirt cheap. I know it's dirt cheap. I've heard all about it. When you're buying it, do you ever think about the fact of why it's so cheap?
I do question it now because of the quality. And, you know, back to what you were talking about earlier, there is absolutely no way that there's a person, whatever age, sewing this stuff in a sweatshop. This is purely manufactured. It's a big, massive factory. Young people maybe are operating the machines, but it's definitely not hand-sewn or, you know, it's crap. Which doesn't mean I haven't bought it. I have, but I'm rethinking Temu particularly. Shein, for my girls, they're good. You know, particularly it's like a uniform when they go to a disco. It's all the same dress on the same girls and disposable.
It's disposable, isn't it? It is disposable clothes.
100%. 100%, Niall, yeah. And that's all it is, just disposable. Now, whether the people that are making these clothes are employed, which is probably a good thing anyway, isn't it, in their country?
Well, not necessarily. There's no shortage of work in China. But the BBC did an investigates program on Shein and they found that people were working, you know, 12-hour days, 6 to 7 days a week. And getting paid buttons for it. And I mean literally buttons. Peanuts.
And does that equate to the cost of living in their country? Or
I wouldn't imagine so. You know as well as I do what China can be like, and you're either quite rich or you're quite poor. I would hate. I don't think these are the rich people of society. Certainly working in places like Shein.
No, of course not. It's like in Ireland. Sure, look. If I were a barrister, I wouldn't be working in Supervalu. Same thing, like.
I think there's a difference. I mean, look, when you work in Supervalu or Lidl or Aldi or Tesco's or Dunn's or Penny's or whatever it is, there's regulations. We have employment law. You know, there's a minimum wage, a decent minimum wage. Well, when I say decent minimum wage, it could be a lot better, obviously. But a lot of them pay the living wage, which we call the living wage now, which is about 14 quid. And, you know, you don't have that in these countries. Bangladesh, Korea, China. They pay as little as they can get away with.
What do they get paid in comparison to their cost?
A lot less than we do in comparison to the cost of living.
Okay,
they're living in the bare minimum. They're not living in 3-bedroom, you know, semi-detached houses. They're not eating the way we're eating. They're eating cheap food. So what I'm saying is, it's enough to keep them surviving. That's,
and see, that would be my point as well, Niall. If we stopped buying from Shein or Temu, I mean, would they be out of work completely?
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that line of thinking. That some people argue, well, maybe I'm doing them a favour because we're keeping them in employment. But are we really doing them a favour?
Geez, I don't know, man. I really don't. I have bought from Temu and I never will again because the quality is, there is no way there is a human, like,
there's always humans involved. Somebody has to, like. There's always humans involved. You know, I mean, a lot of these places, they are, by the way, I know you might not think, but they are hand sewn. There's like thousands of girls and guys on sewing machines, you know, because a lot of these factories wouldn't spend the money on large machinery because that costs too much money to maintain. It's easier to maintain staff and cheaper to maintain staff on sewing machines.
Yeah, of course. It's like any country, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So,
you know, I mean, the factory in, we'd say, for example, a sugar factory in Tuam years ago, you know, bad wage, but when the factory went, there was no wage at all, you know?
Yeah, it's about regulation. See, Mike, I understand, I don't know, Mike, whether you understand the point Valerie's making. You know, if we stop buying fast fashion, well, then these countries where these people are working for very little money, long hours, would have no jobs, maybe. I think Mike is gone there. Mary.
I'm here.
Mary, do you understand the point that Valerie is making?
I do. Now, I was thinking there, do you know pennies? I shouldn't have mentioned it, but it's still now. Their quality of clothes, they're not, do you know what I mean? They're not as good as Dunn's.
Well, I don't. I haven't compared the two, and I'm sure pennies would argue with you that they are. But
to be fair, pennies are far superior to Temu or Shein. Like,
yeah, I think. Where is Dunn's made? Spain and Portugal or somewhere? Maybe I think. Anyway, I think to be fair to Dunn's and pennies, a lot of the stuff for what you're paying for it, because it is fast fashion as well. A lot of it, you know, is reasonable quality. It is reasonable quality. I've bought pairs of jeans in Dunn's and pennies.
I'm buying pennies.
Can I ask a question, lads? Are they the people that manufacture pennies clothes and
Primark?
Is it a similar operation?
Yeah. No. I think they've been trying to move away from that for years. You know, I don't know exactly the source of all the clothes, but from what I believe, you know, like Dunn's, that they buy their stuff, you know, from sustainable places like Spain and Portugal and places like that where there are regulations, working conditions and stuff like that. So at least I believe they try.
Now, as regards Shein in comparison to Temu, Shein is far superior from my experience with my children buying them, and I have bought as well. Now, to be fair, it really... They have to be disposable. They don't last. You don't go in, like, if you go into the local, like in Geraghty's and Tuam, and you get a pair of jeans, or in Bourne, or like Love It, you know that they're, you can try them on. They're, you know, decent. But it's very, very young generation, like, you know, and it's so handy and it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to probably get away from that, right, Mary?
I see that firsthand with my daughters. They're always, as I said to Niall there, they're always buying clothes from Shein. Temu, Temu is more of a household stuff, you know. But every time, as I said, they love Temu. They're
and
stuff.
It's ridiculous.
But, sorry?
It's ridiculous the amount my children, well, particularly my 18-year-old, oh, no, now it's my 14-year-old. She's going to discos. I'm on the radio, Anya.
She's on the radio, Anya. Anya, sorry, Valerie, stay there a second. Let me go to Mick as well. Mick, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Pat? How are things?
Good. Mick, are we all a bunch of hypocrites? Because, by the way, it's not just clothes. You know, there's other things that are unethically sourced that we all buy. Electronic items, et cetera, you know what I mean? That are made in factories in China where there's no regulations, no employment law. You know what I mean?
Say that again. Sorry, I missed you there for a minute.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it's not just clothes. I know I'm focused very much on Shein and Temu and these kind of fast fashion clothes, but it's not just clothes. It's other electronic items and stuff like that that are made in countries where there's no employment law regulations. Are we all a bunch of hypocrites? Oh, he's gone. We've lost him.
Yeah, but Niall, it's all about the world going around making money type of a thing. Do you know what I mean?
But it can't always be about... By the way, I'm just certain while you were talking there, I was trying to figure out exactly where the clothes from Primark come from. There was an article, by the way, in the Journal going back some time ago in relation to where they come from. According to the Journal some time ago there, Bindu Exports, Manasur, Delhi, India. And then I'm looking at AI has actually come up and said China, India, Turkey, Bangladesh and other countries. But I think they have made an effort in the last few years. A lot of the big manufacturers, a lot of the big brand names that you'd be familiar with, you know, the likes of Primark, Zara, Dunn's, all those, they have made an effort to move away from doing that kind of thing because obviously they know people are kind of looking at it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, they are.
Spain and Portugal and Turkey seem to be the places where they want to try and source them from now, which is, well, certainly where they have employment law. You know?
Yeah.
Still not saying it's the best conditions in the world, but sorry, let me go back to Mick. I haven't back there. Sorry, Mick. I'm sorry, we lost you there for a second.
No, it's no problem at all, mate.
Okay, so Mick, you know, are we all guilty of being unethical when it comes to fast fashion or electronics?
Yes, we are. Every single one of us. We as a nation, as people, we see a deal that looks right, we will go and get it. We will go for it, regardless. And without the consequence of where it's been made, produced, how it's been produced. You know, we realistically, with social media, with the internet, with everything, everybody can go and see how easily or where these products have been made. At the end of the day, everyone will just go, if there's a good deal on Shein, Temu, all these websites, we'll go buy that. And we put to the back of our mind who is actually making these products. You know,
when you say we put it to the back of our mind, we're saying we kind of care, but we just want to ignore it.
Yes, exactly. We ignore it, like, because it is, like, as I said, social media is so vast now, it's easily come across, like, say you were mentioning Shein, it's very easy to find out where the products of Shein are being made. And, like, we know there's sweatshops all over this country, like, there's countless documentaries that have been done there. Primark there is one of them, for instance, that was done there a couple of years ago. Now I know they are moving away from it. But, like, everybody knows the likes of Primark, Temu, Shein.
But I wouldn't put Primark in the same category as Temu and Shein. And I do know that some time ago there, Primark paid $7 million in compensation to workers. When, remember, there was a building collapse in Bangladesh at the time or something like that, and many people were killed. So they did pay a huge amount of compensation to people, and they tried to put things right. So I think a lot of the high street brands are trying to put it right, but there are other high street brands that are not trying to put it right. But I wouldn't put sort of Primark and Dunn's and Tesco's and all those into that category. I think they are making the effort. So I wouldn't put them in the... Yeah, they're not in the same category as Shein and Temu, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, they are making the effort. I apologize. No, well, see, realistically, the quality doesn't matter. If you have a bunch of 20-something-year-olds... If you have a bunch of 20-something-year-olds that are going out clubbing, say, five or six in the gang going out clubbing every week, they want to wear something different every week. They're the ones that go with the same team every second week. Oh, sure, look, Mary's had that honour there 2 weeks ago. You know, they're going to these websites...
Absolutely hear you, yeah.
Yeah.
They go to these websites, they'll buy the product, but they also can check the particular website, see where the product, and like I said earlier on, like what you said, mate, we just ignore it. Like, I won't say we don't care, but we just ignore it, because we see a dress or a trousers or a shirt that we can buy for a couple of quid, we go buy that, wear it once or twice, and toss it in the bin. Yeah.
We wouldn't have the lifestyle we have today without people working for cheap labour. Because you that mobile phone you're talking to me on now, Mick, as you know, has a lithium-ion battery. You know where the cobalt comes from. You know, it's made by companies like Apple and Samsung who get their phones made in Foxconn, one of the biggest factories in the world. That in itself has had huge investigations about the amount of people who have taken their own lives in the factory. You know, so...
Yes, Niall, absolutely. So it's not just about fashion. It's about mobile phones. It's like iPhones. Yeah. You know?
Sorry, Mick, your line is very noisy, but go on, what are you trying to say? Sorry, Mick.
I was saying it's everything across the board. It doesn't have to be fashion, electronics, even some brands of cars. Like everything is made. And that if we can see, if we as a nation, as a people, not just a nation, it's across the world. If we see a deal, we'll take it without consciously worrying about the people that are actually manufacturing the product.
We buy with our pockets.
Sorry, we're just one at a time. Mary, what are you saying, Mary?
100% he's right there, because like that, this is a whole different thing for me that I've learned tonight, that these crowds. Now, obviously, my daughter's new, but I just get that so, Gillian, if you want to get it, you know, this kind of a thing.
Mm.
But I did not know that they were made by whoever.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter. The point Mick makes is right. Like, we just take a deal because we get it.
Yeah.
And by the way, it goes across the board. It's everything. I picked out Temu and Shein at the moment because they're very popular, and a lot of people complain about the quality. It's crap because it's dirt cheap, right? But I mean, it's everything we're buying, electronic goods, everything. You know, even some of the foods we're buying is mass produced, you know, by people who are getting paid very little money. But we want that because we want the lifestyle we're used to. That's pretty sad, isn't it?
It is. It is. 100%.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, I'm not preaching here because I'm a hypocrite too. I do it too. I have a nice phone here in front of me, and you know, I've stuff here. I'm sure it's not ethically sourced in front of me. I don't know. You know what I mean? So
should we say like fuck them and get on with it, or should we rethink our values? How much stuff do we need?
But I think what happens with us, we get sidetracked with our priorities in this world. Like, don't get me wrong, what's happening in Gaza and Palestine at the moment, or Palestine and Israel, is disgraceful. What's happening in Ukraine and Russia, young people and many people losing their lives, it's disgraceful, it's horrible, right? And the media is very much focused on all of that, right? Meanwhile, in the continent of Africa, millions of children needlessly die every year under the age of 9 from diarrhea. And we don't seem to care. Millions. Not just a few thousand, by the way. Millions. And nobody cares.
But we do care. We do
care.
Well, if
the world cares so much, why are we not talking about it? Why are we talking about a few thousand here and a few thousand there? And don't get me wrong, it's sad when anybody dies. But why are we talking about it? Because it's not in the news. If it was in the news, we'd be talking about it, wouldn't we?
Oh, definitely.
That's a really good
point.
We'd
be looking at things differently as well.
Yeah. AJ, will you look that up for me there? Because I remember seeing the stat there a while ago. How many children under the age of 9, I think it is, die from preventable diseases on the continent of Africa every single year? I think the figure's in the millions. Anyway, she'll check it there for me. Let me go to Susan. Susan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Susan, do you...
Charging myself here. Sorry about that. So I have to come down low.
Oh, that's okay. do you buy stuff from Temu or Shein or any
John,
of these?
John would.
John does, your husband
queer
does.
Fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the queer fella, the hubby. Yeah. He'd get it. He got a belt, a shoes, a shirt, and something else, Niall, and it came to 35 quid. And he was
25 quid for the whole lot. Yeah, for the shirt, the belt, the shoes, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Shirt. Yeah. Shirt with little diamonds on the collar.
Yeah.
And then the shoes.
And what was the quality like?
The quality wasn't too bad, do you know?
Mm.
And he was delighted with himself. He came knocking on the door, you know. And Nick does get a couple of things on that Temu.
Yeah.
You know, or no, John would get Nick to order.
I am
for
blown
him,
away by the amount of texts and WhatsApps we're getting from people who use Temu and Shein all the time.
But I wouldn't. I wouldn't get it because I wouldn't support the Chinese economy. Because, you know, I don't like the way the COVID happened from China, and I don't like the way they operate, and I'd be worried about the Chinese wanting to take over the world the way they tried to take over the world during COVID.
All right, okay. Let's not go down that route for the moment, Susan. Okay, you have your own reasons. But that's not the reasons I'm thinking of. The reasons I'm thinking of is the way people are being treated. Workers.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just
Do you not think about that?
Supporting the... No, I'm not. I'm thinking about supporting the Chinese economy. That's like thinking about people trafficking. That's like trying to solve world problems, Niall. You're not going to be able to do that. That's like trying to stop people trafficking.
Mm. Sorry, just to clarify that figure there. The figure I gave you, it's 5.9 million children under the age of 5 die from preventable diseases in the, on the continent of Africa. That's a kind of shock. Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, I know there's not a lot we can do about it right here now at the moment talking about it.
But it's not every year, Niall.
Yeah, but nobody talks about that. Mm. And yet, when we have a war, and rightly so, it's in the media because people are dying needlessly, we talk about that. But nobody seems to care about multiples of that that's happening and that's preventable in another country. Why?
Well, how could they prevent that? You know,
The world could prevent it if the world stood up and did something about it, couldn't they?
Bob Geldof tried to prevent that, didn't
Bob
he? Geldof, feed the world.
Yeah, he did. And in fairness, he did draw attention to it at the time.
He did.
Yeah, but if you watch the documentary about, you know, Band-Aid and what happened to all the money, a lot of it didn't go to the right places. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing now.
Corruption.
You know, that's the problem there. You have this charity set up and it goes to the people and the
running the charities.
The charity.
Yeah, I understand.
You know?
Okay, sorry, getting back to Susan. So when you're buying fast fashion, you know, on Temu or Shein or whatever it is, it's just that you don't want to support the Chinese economy. It's not that you don't want to, you worry about people working long hours and for very little money. That's not.
No, well, I work from 7 in the morning till 10 at the
night. But you're not working for $20 or $30 a month.
No, I'm not.
No, and you're not working. And you're not working.
Do that.
You're not working 6 and 7 days a week, 12 hours a day without a break.
Well, no. I'm not doing that. And I wouldn't like to do it. And God love those people having to do it. I think it's an outrage, you know. But you're not going to stop people buying on the Temu. Because you'd say to people, oh, your bikini's lovely tonight. Oh, yes, I got it on the Temu. And some of the bikinis are fabulous. You know, they're not like skimpy ones. They're lovely bikinis.
And the,
from the Temu.
Sorry, who's jumping in there? Valerie, was it?
Yeah. Back to Temu.
Yeah.
And Shein. It's pure convenience now, you know, and it is so handy.
Susan thinks their bikinis are lovely.
Like
they're fabulous.
Convenience store years ago, like, you know, you'll get a pint of milk, but it'd be expensive there. Whereas with these lads, it's really, really cheap. And that is attractive.
It might be attractive to you, but it's not attractive to the people who have to produce it. Because they're
the creatures. Yeah.
I mean, MEP Barry Andrews has now raised huge concerns because Shein's expansion into Dublin now, because their head office now for Europe, Middle East and Africa is in Dublin. And he wants full transparency about their manufacturing processes. And I don't necessarily disagree with him. What?
Who owns Shein, do you know?
I don't know who owns it.
Who owns
it's a Chinese company. I don't know who owns it per se, the person who owns it. Very wealthy person.
They're doing a great job, whoever they are like.
Yeah.
Wing Wong Wong.
Well, you can be absolutely sure they're worth a lot of money, whoever they are. Sorry, I didn't hear what you said there, Susan. Anyway, I've got to go to a break. Jerry, I'll be with you after the break. Stay there, lads and ladies. The number is 087-188-0008. Somebody says, Niall, why have you gone all liberal on us? I'm not. No, I'm not. Because I just told you. I'm a hypocrite too. I buy stuff. I know I don't buy stuff from Temu and Shein, to be honest with you. But in saying that, you know, I buy fast fashion. I don't buy brand name clothes. And mind you, to be honest with you, some of the high-end brand clothes are still made in the same places. They just have different labels on them. A lot of them are, anyway. Made in the same places, just with different labels on them. You don't think they're paying any more to have them produced, really, do you? That's just a fad. You're buying the name. You're buying a brand. You know? And if I ever do have brand names, it's usually because I bought them in TK Maxx. Because they're out of fashion since last year. Isn't that what TK Maxx tend to do? They buy stuff that's kind of last season stuff and you can get to buy it a bit cheaper or whatever it is. Or stuff that has been, you know, on the shelves for a while. Anyway, Susan, stay with me. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry, hi. How are you doing?
Not too bad. No, it's interesting conversation you're having. Interesting there. I don't know where you're picking on Shein and Temu,
because they're the cheapest.
They're the cheapest. So why would you not buy the cheapest and buy the dearest, who is made in the same factory?
To be fair, people will tell you, and we're getting loads of texts from people who buy from Temu and Shein. Sometimes the stuff's okay. A lot of the time, it's really bad quality. It's mass produced.
I've bought brand runners where the air bubbles have come off and burst.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right.
And the quality and the shops on after maybe.
Look, I've bought shirts that are brand names. I might have got them in TK Maxx or whatever, right? And they're brand name shirts, right? You put them in the washing machine, they shrink or they fade or whatever. Yeah, and they're not good quality. Yeah, I know.
What I'm saying is, like, when Barry Andrews talked about Tino and Sheen, I mean, I don't agree with, by the way, by a long stretch, what the workers being paid, but I'm just having Googling there what they're actually being paid over there. And they've been paid reasonably well in the factory. And you can Google that yourself.
Well, the conditions, according to the BBC Investigates programme, weren't very good.
Well, according to this, and you can Google this, and I'm looking here in front of me, they've been paid $327 a month, and that's at 2,400 yuan, or yen, whatever you call it, and some of them are earning between 4,000 and 10,000 a month.
I don't know who is. I don't know which workers that are is within Sheen. Is that the ones that are making the goods? Is that the ones that are packing the goods? Is that the ones distributing the goods? I don't know. But I'm just telling you, you know, that the BBC Investigates program revealed that some of its suppliers in China have workers doing 75-hour weeks, 6 to 7 days a week, 12-hour shifts with minimal pay. And the conditions in a lot of places are dire.
But why are they picking on Tignu and Shein? Why aren't they picking on Nike, Adidas, North Face, who are also made in the same factories?
Well, they have been picked on over the years, by the way. This subject has arisen over the years many times. Many times.
Well, if you're talking about rip-off, right? If you're talking about real rip-off, Shein produces the goods pretty cheap. They sell them pretty cheap. I'll give you an example. You said not to name the name, but I'm not going to name it, but it's a well-known brand in all the sports shops here. One pair of runners are made for €1.50. They're selling for 150 over here. Google that, and it's a well-known brand. So
that doesn't surprise me, Jerry. And I mentioned the same too about mobile phones earlier on. You know, we're paying whatever it is, 1,200 quid for a mobile phone. It's coming out of the factory probably for about, I don't know, 50 or 60 quid.
No, it's not. Google that, because it actually caught my curiosity.
Foxconn, isn't it? Foxconn, it's the biggest factory in the world. It's 250,000 people or something ridiculous, Leonard.
I know about the cobalt and the whatever else goes into them, which is absolutely horrendous, the slave labor that goes on there. But I just Googled an iPhone. It costs us 500 to make an iPhone 14, and I know they're selling for 1,400. But that's a lot different than making a runner for 150 and selling for 150. Massive profits.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely massive profits. But nobody's talking about the big brands. So I always, when I see the likes of Barry Andrews or any politician talking about something like this, there's an agenda behind it.
But what is the agenda? I can only see good in wanting to. I mean, all he said is he has questioned how the company can sell the clothes so cheap and calls for more transparency about the manufacturing process. What's wrong with that?
I want to know why the companies are ripping people off with 100% profit. That's what I'd want to know. Be more to the point. Because the people that can't afford anything, it's the same as what happened with the lunches, and you got all these health freaks going around, the ministers of health telling all the people to eat healthy when they can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Get your children apples and oranges, wherever you're going to get them, and buy them healthy foods. No, we can't afford. I'm not talking about me personally, by the way.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people in the situation, they can't afford them, so they get the cheap option. So they've no choice. So Barry Andrews can say whatever he wants, but if you can get clothes and Tignu or Shein and dress your kids in a reasonable manner, they're going to do it.
I'm looking here. Workers from some suppliers in Chinese fast fashion giant Shein are still working 75-hour weeks despite the company promising to improve conditions. A new investigation by the Swiss advocacy group Public Eye followed up on this 2021 report. Now, this is in 2024, by the way, only just recently, which found a number of staff across the six sites were doing excessive overtime. You know, I mean, they talk about the conditions. And by the way, it's not just Shein they're picking on. There's loads of other companies, most of them in China, that they're picking on. And look, we're all aware of clothes, and I won't go into brand names, that are made in what we call, or what they used to call, sweatshops, Jerry. You know what I mean?
When you said that about 75 hours a week, did you care about junior doctors on a nurses? And especially the student nurses, they get paid absolutely nothing or very little. Did you care about them? What is his agenda?
But a nurse in Ireland works 36 hours a week. They do 12-hour days. They do 3 days on, 4 days off, whatever it is. That's the way that works or something like that. Now, if they choose to do overtime or do weekends or do extra shifts, they can do that too. And they could be asked to do it because maybe they're very busy. But I believe once it's over the 36 hours, that's a choice. You don't have to do it.
Well, no, you talk to junior doctors and they're working 75 hours a week. nurses are doing the same. Well, not so much the nurses. The junior doctors are certainly doing it.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, it's a vocation, and God bless them, it's a wonderful job, and they do a great job and a great service to society. But all I'm saying is, let's not compare a nurse working in a hospital in Dublin, you know, because I know they do 12-hour shifts, well, like the guards do the 12-hour shifts now, don't they, as well? Do guards do 12-hour shifts as well? Isn't it 3 shifts?
Yeah, they do 12-hours. What I'm saying is...
But don't compare that with some poor bugger in Sheen doing 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. You can't compare that.
The same abuse now, they're still working the long hours. And as regards just your earlier point about the millions that are dying from hunger, I mean, that's down to the media.
No, it's not just hunger, it's preventable diseases.
Well, preventable diseases. And we have the likes of Bill Gates and all his mates telling us about all these great vaccines, and they come out with all these vaccines, and we're going to feed the world, and Bob Geldof doing the same thing. They don't feed the world, they feed the greed in these African countries. And whoever else are going to give the money to. But these African countries are extremely rich.
I know they're corrupt. I'm aware of that. Many of them are corrupt.
And all the money's down there. But I mean, the media, give an example of some of them. I mean, the media was all over the California forest, got help from California and LA. Do you see the media all over?
What's going on?
No, you don't see it. And why? Because it's their own class of people.
I know them. To be fair, I tend to watch CNN a bit every now and again, and Fox. They're all over it. It's in America, you know, to be fair. RTÉ did cover it, and they've covered it a few times. So, I mean, I think it's getting the coverage it deserves.
Oh, the force in LA, but the serving children throughout the world.
No, they're not getting any coverage. No, they don't get coverage.
No, neither the children being blown to bits in Palestine getting the coverage.
No. You're right. That's what I'm saying. So where are our priorities? Are our priorities all wrong?
My priorities, I know where my priorities are. I'm pretty sure I know where yours are because you're a decent old fella and I think I know what you stand for, human justice all over the world and in all this, wherever. We all have these priorities, but we've been ruled by a very corrupt and I would even go as far as satanic world at this moment. But it's just pure evil. I used to think in the world it was good and bad. Now I think it's just pure evil.
There's a lot of evil. Jerry, you're not off the mark. There's a lot of evil in the world. A lot of evil in the world. A lot of people are twisting the truth. Yeah.
Absolutely. How anybody can fanboy and let a young child starve or die from a preventable disease when there's people here with billions, in some cases trillions, and allow them to earn that type of money and watch these poor and unfortunate children and adults, parents, die of hunger or disease?
How many of those respiratory machines that did we buy during COVID-19 that are sitting in a warehouse over in Tala Hospital or somewhere that were never used? We bought loads of them. Do you remember that? And meanwhile, there are parts of Africa with little hospitals and villages which would die for those machines, literally.
Absolutely. Yeah. But nobody's accountable. Because what I'm saying is, that's what my suspicions rise. When I hear a politician talking about something stupid like Sheen, which, as they say, I agree with you, and I agree with the poor unfortunate workers working in China or Vietnam or Indonesia, they're bad and they're working under bad conditions. But to me, it's not the top priority in the world.
Okay, well, hang on just 2 seconds because I've got a minute and I want to go to Adam just before the news. It would be unfair not to let him on. Seems he's been waiting for us so long. I do apologise, okay. Adam. Adam, go ahead.
You keep on saying that these people are working for minimal money. They're working for minimum wage and above minimum wage. China does have a minimum wage. You've said it doesn't, but it does. They're working for
When you say it has a minimum wage, it does have a minimum wage. Of course it has a minimum wage, but a lot of people work under the minimum wage because they work outside the tax net.
The people at Sheen are working on minimum wage. The BBC Investigates report showed that. The article that this person before me was speaking about saying that most of them are earning between 4 and 10,000 yen a month. Yeah, that is including overtime. But I'm confused as to what you're actually wanting from this. Do you want Sheen to just disappear, or do you want Sheen to charge Irish prices? Because you keep on comparing it to how we live here. Our cost of living is ridiculous here. We can't expect Sheen or any Chinese factory to pay the same labour rates that we pay. They're living above the living wage in China. Super Value, Dunnes don't pay living wage in Ireland for store assistants.
I think Dunnes do. I don't know about Super Value.
Dunnes don't.
I know Lidl and Aldi and IKEA and some of those companies pay the living wage, yeah, minimum. But okay, not everybody in those places you name, by the way, is on minimum wage.
Could a single person working basic hours at Lidl, at Aldi, at Dunnes, at Supervalue afford to go out and rent a property by themselves in Dublin?
No.
Right. So they're not living to a true, what would be a true living wage? You said to a caller earlier that you know how much China is. That's like saying that the average pint of a price of a pint in Lanzarote is €4.
I'm talking about fast fashion in general. For years, since the kind of 1990s, I suppose, when this explosion in disposable fashion came along, we were all well aware, and we were shown, you know, these factories in places like Bangladesh and other places like that, where, you know, workers were working in sweatshops with little or no air conditioning, for example, in really bad conditions with no breaks. And yet we still bought the products.
Yeah, but again, we're comparing it to how we live here.
So what we're saying is, should they know no better?
What I'm saying is, we can't dictate how every country in the world lives.
Somebody said that to me a few years ago, Adam. They said to me, oh, there's a young fella, as we speak, sitting beside a sewerage river in Pakistan with a stick prodding a piece of shit, right? And, you know, and he's probably picking up diseases, like all sorts of diseases, right? And I said, isn't that awful? And he said, Asher, he knows no better. And I said, that's a terrible attitude to have.
It may be a terrible attitude to have, but if you ask quite a lot of people, they come over for a better life to... I saw it a lot in the UK. Come over for a better life because they see everything. Oh, yeah, you earn the money. You earn a fortune in England compared to India. You do, but they're living 12 to a house in England because they simply cannot afford to live. The reason people are using disposable fashion is very simple. When you can go, when the girls go out and want a new dress, they only wear that dress once anyway, most times.
That's all part of the problem, isn't it? But that's a societal issue. Yeah, go on.
But there's always been the case. Most women will only wear one outfit once, or maybe wear it again in a year's time. But they want this outfit. You go in, even Pennies now. Pennies used to be good value. Pennies now has tripled in price on most things. Like, people can't afford to put food on the table in Ireland. Never mind buy fashion that is costing them 60, 70, 80, 90 euros for a dress.
And the rest.
Yeah, but you don't have to. We have this whole mindset now that we have to keep up with the fashion. You know, I don't buy clothes that often. Now, I'm not a scruffy fecker, by the way. I have some nice clothes. I have some nice jackets. I have three or four suits. I have a few pairs of jeans and a few shirts. But those three or four pairs of jeans and three or four shirts do me for a week. I just keep washing them. You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't have to keep going out and buying new ones.
Demographic that's using Shein day in, day out.
My children buy clothes off Shein, right? And not only do they buy the clothes off Shein, but they then sell them online again. So they're not that bad quality. And people are buying them. So, I mean, the clothes are not bad quality at all.
That's not what I'm hearing now from people texting in, by the way, Jerry, but the quality.
Lads,
hold on. I'm going way too late for the news now, right? I'm going to get in trouble. So please stay with me, Jerry and Adam. I'll come back to the two of you after the break, all right? What I'll do actually is I'll get AJ to give you a call back, okay? So if you can hang up, I'll get him to give you a quick call back, all right, after the break. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Lads, Jerry and Adam are still with me. We're talking about fast fashion and do we care and are we all a bunch of hypocrites? And lads, I just want to read this for a second to both of you. So just spare me a second, right? But the Channel 4 found that this is the documentary. It was called Inside the Shein Machine. And it, by the way, Shein are now, up until 2022, they were turning over 100 billion a year, right? And fair play to them, right? If that's where they want to make money, they're doing a good job of it, right? They've gone from 10 billion to 100 billion a year in the space of 10 years. It's probably bigger than that now. That was the end of 2022. I'm sure it's probably 1.5 times that now. But anyway, Channel 4 found that Shein's employees were working 70-hour, 5-hour shifts with very little time off. The Switch watchdog Public Eye released another detailed report in November which accused Shein of violating Chinese labour laws. The group hired independent Chinese researchers to track Shein's manufacturing and packaging process in China and Europe and found that many were running informal factories set up in residential buildings. Advocacy groups and journalists also uncovered evidence that Shein's 11 $5 bikinis and $7 crop tops were being made by people working in unsafe workshops, lacking safety protocols like windows, emergency exits. Many also worked without contracts or minimum wage requirements, thereby allowing the company to reportedly fail to pay its employees properly. Channel 4's documentary inside the Shein machine sent undercover cameras to film factory workers who were forced to pull 17-hour shifts, to make hundreds of garments a day in one factory. They made a daily base salary of $20, which would be docked $14 if any garment was made badly. I mean, that's not good working conditions, lads.
It may not be good working conditions, but as I said, now, what about, why are they picking on Shein? Why are they not picking on the other brands, the major brands that are ripping people off?
Because it's all over the news, because they're making so much money. They've become a global enterprise, making massive amounts of money. And by the way, I have no problem with people making money, Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or whoever it happens to be. I have no problem with people being very rich. I'm not an anti-capitalist. But make it reasonably ethically. I mean, you can't always be ethical. I understand that. But reasonably ethically.
I'm Googling how much Nike made last year on their rip-off prices.
I don't know.
They're 100% profit. Google how much they made. And I guarantee it's about 5 or 6 times more than Shein made.
Because
they're charging
100%
profit.
Nike make last year? All right, let's just see. It gives me a figure here, okay? 48 billion.
48 billion, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Which was, by the way, a 4.97% decline on the year before. So they're actually down, slightly down in revenue. And the reason, a lot of these are down is because the likes of Temu and Shein and these other companies have come along and they're mass producing goods.
But Nike mass produce goods.
I'm aware of that. I'm well aware of brand names, big brand names, who are made in probably the same factories, by the way.
The point I'm making here is you've just said the reason their revenue's down, the reason their profits are down is because Temu and Shein have come along and they're mass producing garments. They're mass producing in exactly the same way Nike, Adidas, Hugo Boss, and all the others do. The difference is they're providing affordable products to people who are on the absolute breadline of society. Let's be real and let's be clear. The vast majority of people who order from Shein, their true demographic are the working class who are absolutely on the breadline. Millionaires, people who are wealthy, your high tax earners are not ordering their gala dinner dresses from Shein. It's the people that genuinely need just that little bit of a boost to feel good in life, feel like they look nice. Oh, that boost
that these influencers where I see all over TikTok because they've just bought they're unboxing 100 quid worth of Shein products. Oh, look, I got a handbag. Oh, look, I got a pair of shoes. Oh, look, I got a t-shirt. Oh, I don't want it now. I'll throw it all in the bin. Are you telling me just because to make them feel good, I should be okay with people working 17-hour days?
That's not what he's saying at all. What he's saying is we can't afford the Nikes not me personally, but I wouldn't buy them anyway. But on principle, I wouldn't buy them. What that gentleman's saying is what I believe he's saying is ordinary people, working class people, cannot afford the high brands.
I understand that.
Why wouldn't they buy the cheap brands?
But okay, but you may not be able to afford, you know, to change your clothes every week or to go out every Saturday night with a different dress on you or a different suit on you or a different pair of shoes on you. But we never had to do that before. This is a societal issue that we feel. And I said to somebody earlier on, there was a tweet before Christmas by a girl. She was a kind of feminist and she was saying, it's really sad that girls have to, you know, buy a new dress every time they go out because they're not allowed to wear the same one twice where men can wear what they want. And I said, that's not men's fault. That's women's fault because women judge each other, right? And I don't know where that all came from, this idea that you have to have, you know, clothes that nobody has seen before every time you go out. This is a kind of new thing. This is like social media. These influencers on social media are forcing young girls of 15 and 16 to look a certain way all the time.
Well, maybe it's got to do with the parents allowing the children to do that. There's a huge pressure. I've said to you before, I have a lot of children and I have a lot of grandchildren. And I see the pressure being put on them and what they want for Christmas, what they want. They want this jacket, they want that. My sons and my daughters will not buy them for them, point blank. And you're talking about 8, 9-year-old children, 10, 12 years old, and they tell them, when you go to work and you get your own money, you can waste your money on this type of stuff. They won't buy them for them. But parents are giving in to children, my child has to have this, my child has to have that. No, they don't. So I put a lot of that blame back on the parents. But allowing the children going out and buying that crap for them.
I mean,
the parents have responsibility. A lot of your shows are about parents' responsibility. Parents have responsibility to educate the children and maybe tell them, about these sweat factories, that's where those clothes are being made. You know they're making them runners for 150 and they're selling to you for 150.
I mean, well, as parents, we should know better then, shouldn't we, Adam and Jerry? Because when we were young, you know, we wore the same clothes during the week. And then what would happen on a Sunday, you'd have your nice clothes for a Sunday. I don't know if you remember this. Your nice clothes for a Sunday. You know what I mean?
My mother used to sew me socks.
Yeah.
My mother used to.
Who does that nowadays? Nobody fixes clothes. I'm sure the people, God bless them, who do invisible mending are out of business. Because who fixes clothes anymore?
My mother used to knit the jumpers. And she was alive when my father, God rest him, years and years ago. He got her a knitting machine.
I know. Don't go there, Jerry. My mother had one of those ones, the manual ones that you pull the thing back and forward across.
Yeah, back and forward.
That's
right. She used to make us lovely jumpers.
My mother used to make these jumpers and they always had a zigzag pattern on the front of them, right? And we had to wear them because otherwise she'd feel bad if we didn't wear them. You felt like a golf ball wearing them. They were awful. They had zigzags on them. They were awful looking yokes. Anyway, so stay there for a second. Let me just bring in Sharon on this just quickly if I can. I was meant to finish this up at 11. Sharon, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Good, thanks.
Good. Do you shop on Shein, Temu or any of these cheap online stores?
No, I don't. I don't online shop, but my daughter does and a lot of her age would do. Mm. And the thing is, Niall, I think now she's not too bad, but I think it is a bit of a hobby with a lot of people.
It's become an addiction for young people.
Bored.
Yeah.
An addiction, yeah. And I'm thinking, even if, you know, the amount of stuff that must, like, not fit and not get worn. And, like, rather than selling it back online, I think if they could put together a shop, a second-hand shop of Shein and all those brands, selling, all those brands, whatever, and the money went back to Shein, to the sweatshops to make them more, you know, better working conditions. Mm. Now, that might be pie in the sky, but that's what comes to mind.
Mm. Yeah, by the way, I didn't realise this, but obviously Shein are a distributor, apart from anything else. They're mainly a distributor. So they use hundreds of factories, actually thousands of factories all over China. So they're not monitoring. And this is the problem, guys. These big outlets like Shein or Temu or wherever it happens to be, or even indeed some of the high street brands, they don't have somebody there watching all of the factories that are making their goods. You know, now they should. They should have a level of responsibility. But they don't seem to have a level of responsibility. You know?
Somebody should be holding them to account. You know, if you don't hold people to account a lot of the time, they'll just, you know, do the greedy thing, get away with things that they shouldn't get away with. So it's all our fault, you know. We all have a part to play.
Like when I buy my jeans, I'm like you. I buy Dunn's jeans, and I'm getting them sometimes I get them for €15.
Yeah.
And they're as good as quality. If I go and buy, I'm not.
Pair of Levi's,
Levi's, they're going to cost me €100.
Mm.
And these jeans and Dunn's or Tesco or wherever else, one of these pennies, I buy them out. Actually, the jeans I have at the moment are three pairs because pennies had them on offer for $9.99, so I bought three of them. And They last me over a year between the three of them.
Can I tell you a funny story about a pair of jeans I bought in Pennies many, many years ago?
Yeah.
So I bought a pair of jeans in Pennies because I was invited on. I go on the telly every now and again. So I was invited onto TV3 at the time, Virgin Media, the 7 o'clock show. And they said, will you come on and talk about, you know, your adoption and the mother and baby homes and yada, yada. And by the way, while you're on, do you mind doing a bit of cooking with the chef? And I said, sure. I said, sure, that'll be grand. Yeah, I don't mind. You know me, anything for a bit of publicity. Anyway, so I said, grand. So I said, Jase, I better get a new pair of jeans. So I nipped down to Penny's and got myself a lovely pair of, you know, really striking navy jeans, grand. Went in and I'm working away and I'm chatting away. And I tend to get a bit of anxiety when I'm on television, right? I come across like I know what I'm talking about all the time, but sometimes I don't. And my hands started to sweat. And I had my hands on my thighs as I was talking, you know, and I'm chatting. So then I went to do the cooking with the chef. Actually, AJ mentioned the name of the chef earlier on there. AJ, what was the name of the chef you mentioned earlier on? That was him. Nevin Maguire. I think it was Nevin Maguire. So Nevin Maguire was cooking something and I was to help him and I was to taste it afterwards. And when I look back, one of my mates was texting me and he says to me, what's on your hands? My hands were actually navy blue and the lights were shining on them. And I had navy blue hands. The dye had come out of the jeans and it was all over my hands. It was all on the back. And then I had scratched my face. It was on my face. The dye was everywhere. Now, I don't know if you get that with a pair of Levi's. Now, I'm not blaming pennies for that.
Did wear Levi's the same thing, or brand new jeans, especially the really navy ones, that all the jeans are the same.
Put them in the wash for a while, yeah. Just to get rid of that dye out of them, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get rid of the wash.
Well, look, I just thought I'd give us a lighthearted story just to end the topic. Anyway, Sharon, I think we've all kind of had a valuable lesson tonight. Maybe, I don't know. And Adam, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you, by the way, about, you know, that's the life people lead in these countries. And I understand that we can't solve the problems of the world, et cetera, et cetera. But we can, you know, make sure that people abide by the regulations, you know?
Make life a bit better for these people.
Go ahead, Adam.
I've just got one point. And I agree with you on a lot of things. But you said, like, there's no employment laws, there's this, that and the other. We have employment laws here in Ireland, quite stringent employment laws, correct?
Yep.
But yet, the major flaw to our employment laws are, if you win a tribunal against an employer, your reward is only a suggestion. It's not actually enforceable. You're not guaranteed to get an award. All it means is that the court of tribunal has said that they should give you €20,000. They don't have to give you it. You can't actually force them. And that is... So you can have all the employment laws you want. The only people who benefit from employment laws in Ireland are the government, because they're the ones that can impose the fine.
Yeah, but the problem with employment law in this country, as far as I know, it's civil law, isn't it? So,
on strike against GM.
Look at Supermax. They owe out millions that is supposed to have been awarded in tribunal and have never paid it.
Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that story, so I don't know that particular story. Anyway, listen, Sharon, Adam, Jerry, listen, thank you very much indeed.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.